This is one girl's story. But the danger to her life was also just as dangerous to the lives of the men she knew. And it's important to all of us because it's happening to thousands of boys and girls, men and women, throughout the country every day.
I knew Jim about a year and a half. He was supposed to be getting a divorce during that time to marry me. Meanwhile, we were seeing each other quite a lot. Finally, we began living together. There were lots of things I liked about Jim, including the way he kept himself so neat and clean. Then I heard he was running around with other girls. We broke up over that, and I moved out.
This is the story of a girl named Anne, age 22. When she came to us here at the Adult Health Bureau, she had at least one thing in common with tens of thousands of people across the country. She had VD, venereal disease. Today, VD can be cured by an easy, painless treatment in any clinic or doctor's office. Yet this crippler and killer is on the rampage. That's why Anne's story has interest for all of us.
A little after I was on my own again, I met Henry at a party, and I became his girl. I guess I was hurt from Jim, you know, on the rebound. But I thought I could depend on Henry. He wasn't married, and well, it looked like things might work out better this time. Only we weren't even together 2 weeks before I noticed the sore. It wasn't very big, and it didn't hurt. It worried me all the same because of where it was. I figured I'd made another mistake, and that Henry ran around worse than Jim. I was afraid to tell anyone what was wrong. I was even ashamed to go to a doctor because maybe he'd take me for a tramp or something. Anyway, I didn't want him getting in touch with my folks or putting me in a hospital. But my friend Jenny saw how upset I was and, well, got me to tell her about it.
I don't usually take off my clothes in a guy's apartment the very first time.
Jenny knew I could be treated in this clinic nearby without anybody finding out.
So if you notice me taking off my shoes and stockings, I hope you don't mind.
And she told me she once had trouble herself with gonorrhea. And she didn't do anything about it because she thought it was just a simple infection. After a while, it seemed to go away on its own. Then her baby was born with his eyes all inflamed so that he nearly became blind. She learned about VD the hard way. Well, the doctor told me that I was in the early stages of syphilis, and
I mean, look at my pussy, doctor.
Doctor, look at that.
See how it's dripping?
He treated me just like an ordinary patient.
Doctor, I'm stiff. My nuts feel like they're gonna ready to explode.
And the treatment was over almost before I knew it. I'm sure glad Jenny took me there. And I'm ready to do anything I can to help people who don't know enough or are too scared to go in for treatment.
We're glad you're willing to help, Anne, but first, let me tell you that you're wrong in blaming Henry for your sickness. It takes more than 2 weeks for the first signs of syphilis to appear, sometimes as long as 2 months. Jim is the one who infected you. His personal neatness was no protection. You see, no amount of cleanliness can stop VD. You don't get the disease from things like dirty spoons or dishes or doorknobs that lots of people touch. You don't even get it from the toilets in public bathrooms. Syphilis and gonorrhea can only be gotten through direct sexual contact. It's important you tell me where Jim lives. He might have infected others by now. Also, you might have infected Henry. We'll have to get hold of everyone who might need treatment. That's the only way we can prevent a large-scale outbreak and a lot of suffering later on. Unfortunately, syphilis isn't just a simple matter of a sore or some hair falling out. That clears up, which is really a bad thing, since people who might have gone for treatment think they're all right. But years later, the disease comes back on them much worse. We have lots of cases on record where syphilis was ignored, and the victims eventually suffered disfigurement, blindness, insanity, paralysis, and even death. So people like you who come and talk to public health advisors like us do themselves, their friends, and everybody else a very good turn. None of us wants that to happen. It's simply not worth it.
If you have any reason to suspect that you have VD,
don't delay.
Go to your doctor or public health clinic
now.
Don't wait.
Until it's too late.